And, you know, what do you say we go off message? Off message and on to March Madness with Will Leach, contributing editor and columnist at New York Magazine and founder of Deadspin.com. Will, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, my pleasure, sir.
March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament, you know, if you don't follow it, you're still affected by it because it seems to be a chance to go back to college, depending on where you went to school, a chance to see basketball competition outside of the sometimes very annoying NBA, even though they do shoot better, and also to see a Cinderella team go from nowhere to possibly taking it all. Any chance that those things will happen this year?
Certainly the underdog idea is probably already over, actually. You know, one of the great things about the tournament is that for one day or even a whole weekend, a sleepy town in Louisiana, like where Northwestern State is from, who beat Iowa a couple years ago, can become the center of the sports universe.
Well, hey, there's always Gonzaga.
With 7 seconds left, we're tied. It's Goodson by Mendez Valdez for the lead. Oh! Dimitri Goodson!
Now, if you could recognize anything that was said in there, it was just Gonzaga going to the Sweet 16. Gonzaga, of course, in Western Washington, a great school. I you know, lived in the Pacific Northwest. It's in an area of the you know, sort of American Indian area of Western Washington. It's typically does better than anyone ever expects, but it has never really made it all the way.
Yeah, well, that's one of the funny things is that probably the closest thing to a Cinderella left is Gonzaga, which is funny because they've actually probably become a typical powerhouse now. They were a number 4 seed.
Right.
In their region, certainly would be expected to have gone this far. So you're kind
of. So they're an official Cinderella.
Yeah, they're officially sponsored. They're one of the corporate sponsors, the corporate champions, as the NCAA and CBS called them. But yeah, that's actually the closest you're going to get this year. This has been very much a chalk bracket, as the idea.
Right.
All of the 1, 2, and 3 seeds in each bracket made it, and that's the first time that's happened since they went to the 64-65 team bracket.
Well, let's talk about the 1 seeds. I mean, you've got the UConn. The major issue is not so much its basketball play, but what's going on with the coach.
Yeah. He's had, you know, he'd had some illness in the past, and then he missed the first round game this year with dehydration. He came back for the second round. Connecticut's looked actually very dominant. They were considered the weakest of the number 1 seeds, but they've looked better than probably any other team in the tournament so far. They've got they get to face the much maligned and my beloved Big Ten this month. They play Purdue. The Big Ten only had 2 teams make the Sweet 16 out of 17 making the tournament. Many people don't like the Big Ten.
Well, I mean, that's really the other story here. Yeah. The Big Ten is irrelevant, and a lot of people resent their overrepresentation in this.
Yeah, you know, and I, as a University of Illinois graduate and someone who is sad to watch them lose in the first round, I would make the argument that I think it's just a different style of basketball, and it's perhaps not as exciting to watch. That North Carolina-Gonzaga game is probably going to be the most fun game to watch because they're not strong defensive teams. I think a lot of times college basketball puts more of an emphasis on defense, which I think is fine during the regular season, but during the tournament, people tend to like a lot of scoring, and you'll see that in that game and with a lot of the Big East teams.
Obama gave his Final Four picks very publicly, Pittsburgh being one of them, it seems to me. How does that affect the sort of brackety geekdom of the NCAA tournament, where people in their office pools, you know, spend weeks just immersed in this?
Yeah, he had a hard time in the first round, but he's actually come back around. He's done pretty well. He has North Carolina winning it all. It's funny, this year is many people always say that the person that doesn't watch basketball during the regular season is the one that does well in the pool. This would be a good example of that. This is not a year to pick upsets. if you just picked the higher seed, you're probably in pretty good shape in your bracket. It hasn't been a year to go nuts. But yeah, that's one of the fun parts about it, is that, like, no matter what, if you don't care about basketball, there's something, even just the brackets and the construction of them, it's a fun thing for everyone.
And who cannot fall in love with this moment?
Missouri by 1. And they're eating the towel on that Marquette bench. English, unbelievable freshman, cool as can be. One more. Got them both. Got them both.
Kim English off the bench for Missouri.
Freshman.
Wins it. For Missouri over Marquette there. That's a great story. But buried, right, in the final round?
Yeah, well, so there was actually a very sad, very human moment in that game where right after that second free throw, Marquette went to throw the ball in bounds for the last shot, and the guy throwing the ball in bounds got nervous and stepped on the end line without even throwing the ball in. It's just a classic college moment where I don't even remember this guy's name. Most people will never remember his name. They'll just remember it was that poor guy in Marquette that everyone was watching and had a very bad moment on national television.
Yeah, let's hope the poor guy is on suicide watch up there in Marquette. This weekend, that's for sure. Well, Will Leach, do you have picks you want to give us before we go?
I picked Pittsburgh to win the whole thing. I still think they're the best team. But one of the best things about the next weekend, next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's nothing but good teams left. There really aren't any crazy underdogs that are going to struggle. All eight games Thursday and Friday should be between pretty powerhouse teams. It should be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, I'm watching Gonzaga and NC State. Will Leach, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Will Leach, contributing editor and columnist at New York Magazine and founder of Deadspin.com.